matter how successful we are from a worldly point of view, no matter how materially wealthy, powerful, highly respected we become, we shall never find permanent liberation from suffering and problems. Is that true or not true? It's true. You can't think of anybody, powerful, wealthy, highly respected, who's free from pain and problems. In fact, their lives are riddled with pain and problems. And you think how terrible it must be to be so powerful and so wealthy, so successful from a worldly point of view, and you can't find a cure for your own sickness, and you can't solve the problems in your own marriage, and you can't make amends with your own children. You think it doesn't bring freedom from pain and problems. You can't stop aging through material success. People try. They try. They have access to every type of treatment you can imagine, but everybody's still aging. So material success or success, worldly success, doesn't lead to permanent liberation from suffering and problems. And I just want to read the next part. It's deep, but don't worry. We'll come back to it in one of the future classes and a little bit tonight. But for auspiciousness, I just want to read this because it's amazing. In reality, all the problems we experience day to day come from self-cherishing and self-grasping, misconceptions that exaggerate our own importance. So they're like mental bad habits, self-cherishing, self-grasping. They're misconceptions, mental bad habits that exaggerate our own importance. However, because we do not understand this, we usually blame others for our problems, and this just makes them worse. From these two basic misconceptions, self-cherishing, self-grasping, arise all our other mental bad habits or delusions, such as anger, attachment, which cause us to experience endless problems. So I'm reading this because it's a little bit related to what's coming next. So in the book, How to Transform Your Life, and if you wish, you can download it and read this for yourself. This is the sentence that I really wanted to base the whole of tonight's teaching on. We do not become a better person just by fulfilling our wishes for worldly success. So think carefully, because it depends what you're wishing for. We do not become a better person just by fulfilling our wishes for worldly success. So perhaps the successes that I've mentioned aren't coming. So external development in the ways that I've mentioned, isn't coming. We've failed at this, whatever. We do not become a better person just by fulfilling our wishes for worldly success. We are as likely to develop the qualities that really matter, such as wisdom, patience, and compassion. So these are inner good qualities. They're virtues. The more virtue we have, the more peaceful our mind will be, and the happier we'll become. So we are just as likely to develop the qualities that really matter. The qualities that really matter, such as wisdom, patience, we can add love, loving kindness, compassion, through our failures as through our successes. So we don't need to worry. We don't need to worry if things are working out from a worldly success point of view. That's not the most important thing. What the most important thing is, are we improving as a person? That's real success. That's real success. So as I mentioned, if month by month, year by year, we're becoming more patient, we're becoming more kind, we're becoming more compassionate, we're becoming more wise, we will naturally be more peaceful, more positive, and happy. Because happiness doesn't come from external success. Where does happiness come from? So this is probably the most important thing you'll ever learn. And I'd encourage everybody to think about it deeply and check if it's true. Check if it's true logically and check if it's true in your own experience. Happiness comes from peace of mind. Happiness is the part of the mind experiencing inner peace, mental peace. If we train our mind to become more peaceful through developing, for example, qualities like wisdom, patience, compassion, these all make our mind peaceful. When our mind is peaceful, we are happy, whether things are working externally or not. Because our happiness doesn't depend on external development. Real happiness, not worldly pleasure, real happiness depends upon peace of mind. So, if we use our failures according to external development, if we use our failures to produce inner good qualities like patience, compassion, wisdom, we'll be happy whatever happens. If things work out, fine. If things don't work out, fine. What we're investing our energy in is the qualities that really matter. We're improving ourselves through improving our mind. Anything that appears, success or failure, can help us do that. So I'm just going to read this again. It's if you have the text, it's page 146. We do not become a better person just by fulfilling our wishes for worldly success. So when you read something like that, you check, is that true, not true? Does success, worldly success, make us a better person? So why are we delighted with success and afraid of failure if worldly success doesn't necessarily make us a better person? We are just as likely to develop the qualities that really matter. So why do these qualities really matter? Because they make you and others happy. Such as wisdom, patience, and compassion, through our failures as through our successes.